Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth.
Welcome to Vampire Hype, episode 12. We're back to talking about the Vampire Diaries this week. The episode was entitled My Brother's Keeper, and I think it's a very appropriate meme reference to say that we all have a lot of feels. So we shall be keeping calm and get into the discussion for that a bit later in the show, because that's going to be very interesting, very very packed and good episode of the Vampire Diaries, and hopefully our discussion of it will do it justice. My name is Selena, and I'm joined today by Tariq and Kristen. Say hi, guys.
Hi.
And we would, of course, love your feedback on the Vampire Diaries and on our podcast in general. If you want to follow us on Twitter, that's at Vampire Hype. If you want to find us on hypeable.com, that's hypable.com. And please share your thoughts. You know, we know that a lot of people, fans, are either really excited right now or really upset or really just care about Carolaus. It seems to be one of the three right now. And we want to hear about all of it. So do contact us in these ways, is what I'm trying to say. I apologize. It's a different day than we usually record on, so I'm a bit confused. One more thing I do want to quickly say before we head on into the discussion is just a quick update on Hypeable's Big Battleships competition, because even though Delana sadly lost to Doctor Who's Rose and Ten, it was very sad, especially in the light of this episode, I think. But no matter what, the finale is going ahead, and it's going to happen over the next couple of days. This podcast should be out in time for you to vote. It's going to be between Doctor Who's Rose and Ten and Glee's Kurt and Blaine. It's so exciting. Are you excited, Tariq?
Ridiculously excited about the whole thing. I honestly have no idea who's going to win, because the Glee shippers have been really, really intense. But then at the same time, Doctor Who has the support of the official Tumblr. So, I mean, if Glee can freaking out-support the official Doctor Who Tumblr, then oh my gosh, that's crazy.
And I just have to say how ridiculously proud I was of the Vampire Diaries shippers.
Oh, yeah.
People were expecting us to get crushed. And we had the Doctor Who shippers very nervous for the first day and a half. Like, they were sweating it. And I was like, yes, go, Delana. So I just have to say, I was really proud of all of us.
It was very, very, very funny to see, especially the behind-the-scenes stuff going on, because suddenly Laura, who has been on this podcast before, and she was on last episode, she, like, came to life, and she was, like, campaigning like crazy for Doctor and Rose. It was so funny. I didn't know she cared that much, but clearly she did.
I know.
You really learn to see people in a different light when you do battleships with them.
Oh, yeah, really, definitely.
Especially if you write fanfics about
it. Oh, dear God. Yes. There's a battleship fanfic out there, guys. Just go find it. Just go find it.
It's all good fun.
Yes, it is so funny. Anyway, I think that it's very appropriate that we're speaking about shipping, because I think this episode pretty much is going to be mainly about shipping. Which, you know, come on. But you can't watch The Vampire Diaries and not care about shipping, so hopefully you'll
find it. And it's kind of nice to get a shipping episode after all of the crazy, like, killing people drama we've had in the last, like, three or four.
Yeah. Oh, well, to be fair, there was a bit of killing drama in here, but when is there ever not, so...
Yeah, true. It's The Vampire Diaries.
Yes. Okay, so I'm just going to briefly read the synopsis of what happened in this episode to set us up for the discussion. The Miss Mystic Falls pageant is happening again this year, and Caroline is busy organizing it all while Elena and Stefan are dealing with their breakup. Stefan isn't dealing very well with it, though, and soon forces Jeremy to kill a vampire he just made in order to get the tattoo to expand. But it turns out that the more vampires Jeremy kills, the more desperate he becomes to kill vampires, and he even tries to stake Elena, which is just a horrible moment, I'm sure we can all agree. Meanwhile, Tyler and Haley are still trying to unsire Klaus's hybrids, but it turns out that Haley is in on Shane's secret plan. Caroline and Tyler are still acting broken up, but it kind of stops being an act when Tyler sees her getting very close to Klaus, who is, of course, wasting no time moving in on Caroline. And then, of course, finally, we've got old Delana. All through the episode, Damon and Elena are clearly being set up to take a big step forward now that the path is finally clear for them, some might say. And they do sleep together at the end of the episode, but as it turns out, that is not the big surprise of this episode because as they are doing it, the scene intercuts to Stefan and Caroline discovering why Damon seems to have been everything Elena has needed since becoming a vampire. It is because, allegedly, she has been sired to him. Dun dun
Dun dun
dun!
dun. Yeah.
I feel like we end all our synopses with dun dun dun, but it's. Oh.
Oh, so
Oh
epic.
my goodness. Yeah. Epic? Well, arguably epic, yes. Okay, we have a few different discussion points this week. First of all, I think we should start by talking about the only non-shipper element to the episode, which is Jeremy, who seems so consumed with these hunter emotions that he would have actually killed Elena if Matt hadn't stopped him. I'm still shocked by this.
Yeah.
Right? It was so surprising.
I saw somewhere like someone had said that a character with a five-letter name with an A was going to be his newest victim, and I was sold that it was going to be Damon. Like, sold that he was going to be like hunting Damon down this entire episode. So when we see the first vision of him like in his dream trying to kill Elena, I like my jaw dropped. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Just did
Yeah.
not expect it at all.
And okay, if it had been a vision, fair enough, because Elena kind of did the same to him last episode. So it would kind of have been equal. But the fact that, I mean, they were standing in front of each other having an honest conversation. Elena saw the blood on his hand. She started to turn, but she pulled away from him. And then he comes after her and he stakes her. And I'm just like, oh my, it was terrible. It's really tough to enjoy Jeremy's character when he's becoming like this.
And heartbreaking because they've been, she's given up so much for him and is everything is always all about Jeremy. And then now we're dealing with this, which is partially Stefan's fault. We'll get into that, I'm sure. And Elena's losing the one thing that has been like her rock. Like she's always had Jeremy. She's never had to worry about Jeremy. And now, poof, Jeremy's this hunter with that wants to kill her. Like, oh my God. So intense.
Really
Yeah.
worried that like Jeremy's not going to be able to come back from this. And like I was talking with Kristen last night. I was like, what if the only way to stop Jeremy's feelings like this from happening is to kill him? Like, what if like there's no going back after you're a hunter and you want to kill vampires? Like, how are you supposed to find another hunter to take over that and then have him stop killing vampires? Like, that's and then all the feelings go away, like, or does it go away after it completes the mark, or what? It's
I
really
mean,
concerning.
I would not be surprised if they did kill off Jeremy because I feel like, they've already killed off Jenna and Alaric and Elena's parents and all that, but I wouldn't want them to because I think that obviously if Jeremy died at the end of the season, this would not be the end of the show. Elena would carry on either as a vampire and as a human, and I don't doubt that the writers could make her carry on, but I think I would stop believing it if Jeremy died because they've done such a big thing out of Elena really only holding on to her humanity. Ooh, there's a thought. If he dies, that could send her into like Ripper mode, couldn't it?
Oh, definitely.
Because I was gonna say, like, there's no way that she could hold on to any of what she used to be if she loses the last person that's grounding her to humanity, but that would actually. Woo! I'm sensing a theory coming on here.
I'm still hoping beyond hope that either when his mark is complete or Bonnie might be able to help him out here.
Yeah.
Like, maybe just keep it at bay, not turn him, because he's obviously a hunter and they can't change that. But hopefully she'll be able to help keep him Jeremy somehow. That's I'm crossing my fingers.
Speaking of characters with questionable moral standard here, I did have, because obviously the reason that Jeremy kind of started to go off the rails is because of Stefanus, because he is so focused on getting Elena back to quote unquote the way she was, And he is literally willing to sacrifice Jeremy for Elena. Like, we see this several times during the episode. He doesn't care about Jeremy losing his humanity. He's threatening him with bodily violence in order to get what he wants. And I think, I mean, we're going to get into this. I'm sure later in the show we also have a comment relating to this, but it's starting to really bother me how much of a double standard exists with Damon and Stefan, not only in the show, but also in the fandom, because we get a lot of comments on our show saying, how can you like Damon? Damon is horrible. He should never be with Elena. He doesn't deserve anything, blah-de-blah-de-blah. And I'm like, it's starting to really grate on me how it's so easy to hate Damon and to condemn Damon. I mean, we see it from Caroline all the time. And okay, Caroline has a personal history with Damon, I understand. But still, Stefan can do all of these horrible things, and all he has to do is say, oh, well, I was Ripper. And people are like, oh, that's fine. Whereas Damon is trying to change. He's moving very, very slowly in the good direction, but people will never, I don't know.
Well, and now Stefan's doing things not as a Ripper.
Right.
That I look at and I'm like, how is that okay? At least Damon, when he does crazy things, usually has a reason.
Exactly. And that's the thing, is that, yeah, Damon has done horrible, horrible things, but so has Stefan. And it seems like right now, Stefan is doing these things, but everyone's just thinking, oh, well, you know, he's just acting a bit Ripper-esque. It's like, yeah but it doesn't okay. make it okay.
He's being a huge douche about it.
Right.
That too.
And everybody always wants to apologize it away, like, oh, Stefan's just struggling to deal with, you know, the human blood thing. And I'm like, yeah, well, Damon has a healthy relationship with blood and does things because he has to do them. Like, why is that not okay? Like, he doesn't kill people because he can't help it. He kills people because, you know,
sometimes he's because he thinks it's fun. And that's right. Not okay. We're not saying that that's okay, but I really think that, I mean, it's just starting to annoy me, because I can totally see why people are against the Damon and Elena ship, but
oh, yeah.
That doesn't mean that Stefan is anymore the best choice for her, I think.
Speaking of Stelena and right. and Delena, I totally, like, basically flip-flopped completely now. It's just they've made it so easy to hate Stefan. It's really unbelievably easy to just look at him and go, oh, I hate you, because he's just being... I don't like him at all. Like, everything that he's doing, from, like, a boyfriend perspective, and be like, oh, I guess that makes sense, because you're just trying to protect your girlfriend. But now he's not her boyfriend, and she told him to get over it, and he's still like, no, I'm going to make you human. Arr.
I know.
It's so lame.
And we get some of this in the episode, and I mean, we do have this big conversation with Stefan and Damon and Elena, but it's still kind of implied that Damon is wrong and Stefan is right. Maybe it's just because Caroline's the one saying it and I like her, so I want to trust what she says, but I don't know. It's very interesting what's being set up here.
Speaking of Caroline, she also has a really big double standard.
Yes.
Like Kristen mm-hmm. mentioned this last night, but, like, oh my gosh, she keeps telling Elena that Damon is this big, bad wolf and that you can't trust him. Meanwhile, she's off flirting with Klaus, who's, like, probably the worst vampire of them all. She can't be going, oh, Damon's so disgusting, he's so gross, he's so evil. And then you're, like, flirting with Klaus. I mean, like, really?
Exactly. I think that is a really interesting comparison, because clearly Caroline isn't thinking that anything's going to come of the Klaus thing. And it's just obvious to us as well, because we just... so we're seeing Carolaus everywhere. But I think it's a really interesting thing that's going on with Caroline right now, because she's always been seen as kind of like the perfect... or not always, but for the past couple of seasons, I mean, she's the right one, she's the good one, she's Team Stelena all the way, she wants the good guys, all of those things. But, I mean, for the past few episodes, she has been really snappy, and we talked last time about some of the decisions she's been making. She's been sacrificing people for Elena as well, and, you know, it's kind of sad, because it's not the way that I would want her character to go, but I think that she has some really big dilemmas ahead of her.
And now she's becoming nearly as controlling as Stefan.
She is becoming controlling. That's the thing, isn't it?
She's, you know, she's making decisions for Elena, and don't give up on the cure because we need to get the real her back. And it's like, why is this Elena not the real Elena? Mm-hmm. Like, why all of a sudden they've always been so accepting of everyone else and trying to help everyone transition. And now that there's a cure out there hanging out there, they're just, let's forget trying to help her. We're going to find the cure and we're going to fix it. Like, just, I can't stand when her and Stefan are like, we know better for Elena than she does.
Yeah, and and Stefan really are very similar in their approach, I think.
Mm-hmm. Especially lately.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not just Elena that Caroline is doing this to, actually, because last time she was being controlling over Tyler, you know, she was basically in on the whole, let's kill one of Tyler's hybrid friends for Elena, and she didn't even tell him. And I don't know. Caroline and Tyler and Haley are trying to pull off this whole thing with Klaus to not make him realize what they're doing, but and Caroline and Tyler are acting broken up, but I wonder if that's not just going to turn into a real breakup really soon.
Yeah, that whole, like, we're acting broken up, but we're not really, never turns out well.
No.
In any movie or book or whatever, it never ends well. It always ends with them, you know, doing something to keep up the act that pisses the other person off for real. And so I saw this coming a mile down the road. I was like, oh no, we're in for some tough times for Tyler and Caroline.
What did you guys think of Klaus's episode though? Wasn't he cute? Wasn't he just adorable?
Adorable.
Between finding her application for Miss Mystic and the hummingbird story,
I know.
I was just sold. I was like, all right, forget Tyler. He can go hang out with Haley.
I know. Although
he actually made me like love him. I used to be like, ah, Klaus evil, hate you, but now I'm just like, oh, he's so adorable.
I love how this show can just turn our opinions on characters so easily. Like, it does that a lot, I think. But yeah, I do have to say about the hummingbird story though, I don't know if any of you guys, I'm sure you have, watched Friends, if it made you think of that like magic story they told when they wanted to have sex or whatever it was. It was like, I was backpacking in the Himalayas and blah, blah, blah. It's like all I could think about. And I thought it was hilarious.
Oh,
it's not
man.
A Buffy reference this week.
Friends reference.
It'll come, I'm sure.
I'm sure it will. but no, so yeah, that was all very adorable, even though the hummingbird story was kind of ridiculous, in my opinion. I liked it. And I know that the writers kind of have this tendency, I've noticed, to give the fans what they want, without actually giving the fans what they want at all.
What we really want is a fuzzy, soft Klaus. And
right,
it's like, well,
exactly.
I guess we got it this week. Oh,
well,
my gosh.
I was just going to say, like, Delena is a perfect example. You know, people have been clamoring about that for seasons, and the writers have kind of been like, okay, we'll give it to you, but dot, dot, dot. And I feel like that's kind of going to be the same with Klaus and Caroline. Like, we might get something between them, but it's never going to be what we want it to be.
We'll get perfect little moments like we did this week, but I think it'll be a long time coming before we get anything like substantial.
Yeah, if we ever get anything substantial.
Yeah.
But I would like to see a relationship like that that could actually come from a bad place but turn into something great that would last, you know, that wouldn't just be a distraction before Caroline gets back on the right path, if you will.
Yeah, and if we decide to stick with this Delena track that they're on, it'll be nice for another couple to kind of step into the, they're not together and they're not planning on being together, but look at the chemistry kind of thing, because we've always had that between Damon and Elena, and so it's nice that that's not just going to disappear, that you kind of have Caroline and Klaus stepping into that role here.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be nice to kind of see how it's a little different with them.
Yeah. I want to talk a bit about April, and this doesn't feature really organically into our discussion at this point, but I think that's kind of perfect, because April did not feature organically into this episode at all. I mean, it's to me, I like her just fine. I don't have a problem with her, but I think it was Sonia who brought up a few episodes ago that her presence really doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, she doesn't have a reason to be here, but they must be keeping her around. Like, they must keep bringing her back for a reason, right? Like, there was no point in her entering Miss Mystic Falls and winning.
Yeah, the winning surprised me a lot. I thought we were gonna have some no-name win, and then,
Yeah.
somebody was gonna console her, and that's what I thought was gonna happen. Yeah, that was a bit of a trip for me. I'm not really sure how that happened. And it's strange. They just keep shoving her into these little places in the plot that you don't think she belongs at all. Like the Shane thing.
I know.
Like what that his relationship with her, and she knows who he is, but he seems to know more about her and her family and her father than we are privy to at the moment. And I just can't wait to find out how she fits into this whole massive conspiracy thing.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, she must have some kind of key role to play. Whatever that is. I mean, we've heard about this before. We've seen that some character in some episode said that she was really important. So she must be. But I mean, they're kind of throwing us off the scent a bit by trying to force in this little quote unquote love triangle between Matt and Jeremy and April. For me, it just feels like they're trying to give these three characters something to do. Or now I guess it's just Matt and April because now Jeremy does have something to do. And we had this little parallel first from season one when Matt stepped in for Jeremy to escort April, just as Damon stepped in for Stefan to escort Elena. And I guess it was a nice little throwback, but again, I have to wait and see what they're actually keeping April around for, because so far, it's not enough just to introduce her and say, "Oh, look, she's here."
Yeah, and then it makes you wonder if they're actually making parallels. Like, do they want us to look at Jeremy as the Stefan for April? Or is Matt the Damon for April? Which would be really
No.
strange. No, like, but you start to kind of look at it like that and wonder, like, what does this all mean? Like, is Jeremy supposed to be something really important to her? Because Stefan was really important to Elena. So I guess we'll find out more when they decide to tell us more.
That's usually the way it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so the final thing I wanted to bring up before we go back to Damon, Alina, and Stefan is Haley, who, surprise, is in league with Shane.
Damon
Fair.
was like a shock.
Really?
Oh my gosh. I
Did you?
think.
I didn't think that was a shock at all. I
Oh
was
my
just
gosh.
maybe it's just because I'm used to her being Faye and she's like double crossing everybody.
Yeah.
I thought it was okay, fair enough. I would have liked her to just be nice, but it didn't really affect me that much that she turned out to be in league with Shane. But now I'm just wondering why. Like, what are they planning here?
Well, and it seems to revolve around unsiring the hybrids, and I cannot for the life of me figure out what that would do. Like, why is that super
No,
important?
unless it's to give Klaus less power for whatever
Yeah.
reason.
Yeah. Like, and he's like, you've almost got them all unsired, then we can move on with the plan. And I'm
Or
like,
maybe by unsiring them from Klaus, they're unwittingly being sired to something else. Like maybe once
ooh.
they've been sired, something changes in them. So they're like,
Yeah.
you can claim them. Like say they're, okay, say like my whole theory about them either being those ancient god thingies that we learned about last week or being their minions, if they're working for this whatever its name was, Ketsia and the man guy,
Silas.
Silas, thank you. That's going to get us less emails. I if that's true, if they're working for him, then it would make sense that they would want all these powerful hybrid vampire werewolves free for them to use.
Do you mean
Me.
like that
Oh,
their
no.
sire bond then like opens up for someone else to step in to be the object of it?
Yes,
Well,
somehow.
then who is the object of Tyler's? Is it Caroline?
No, I mean, like, it would be Silas. Like, say Klaus has sired them. They're sired to him. They're doing his bidding. Then they are unsired, but they're still hybrids.
Yeah.
So they're still powerful warriors. So if they can gain control of them, like, somehow.
Okay. Well, because I just wonder, Tyler's been unsired for quite a while now. I mean, it was just last season, but it's been, you know, a couple of months
at
in
least
their
a
time.
Week.
Whatever. Right? I have no idea. But so I'm just kind of trying to decide if he is strictly unsired and just hanging out there, or whether, you know, he had to jump to someone else when his sire bond
applies. I don't think they have to jump to someone else, but I think maybe, you know how, like, vampires can compel other vampires and stuff. Maybe it's, like, that's the kind of thing, is that this ancient god, Silas, is, or whatever he is about to awaken. And they need, either they just need these hybrids to be, like, friendly with them so that they'll help them out. Or maybe it is some kind of thing of this Silas guy being, like, wanting them so he can put his thrall on them. Somehow.
Oh, very interesting.
I like your theory, and I've actually formed my own theory from your theory, so it's like a side theory. But I was thinking, what if they're trying to use the hybrids and take them all away from Klaus and, like, kind of use all the information that they get while they're looking for the cure, and maybe the same thing that, like, the same spell that binds the cure, which is supposed to be this whole ancient thing, is also the same spell that ancient Silas thing. And maybe they need a Bennett witch and the vampires to find them all. And that's why he's focusing so hard on Bonnie, and that's why he's focusing so hard on getting control of Klaus's entire crew so that it's easier for them to get it all.
I don't know.
So many theories.
I know.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we're even meant to be thinking so much about this at this point, because it seems like they're just kind of setting it up for something to happen later, but, yeah, I don't know.
Let's move on.
To what everybody, come on, let's face it, this is what everyone wants to hear about. This is what we really want to talk about.
Yeah.
We can pretend to be interested in the mythology only so far. No, I'm kidding. I love the mythology. So, Caroline is hardcore Team Stelaena and says that they are epic, whereas Delaina is ugh. Which, I kind of, in a way, I was thinking while watching this episode, I kind of liked that Caroline had this attitude, because since they're doing all this Delaina stuff, I was thinking, oh, I feel kind of bad for Stelaena, la la la. That ended by when the episode ended, I stopped feeling bad. But,
yeah.
So she's kind of throwing these things both at the characters but also at the audience about Stefan being the right person for Elena, Stefan being the one who wants the best for her, Damon being horrible, blah-de-blah. But Damon has an interesting counterpoint when at one point he talks to Stefan and he says that Stefan basically wants the cure so you can turn her back into the girl who's still in love with you. And I know we've been talking about this on the show over the past couple of weeks, how this is pretty much what Stefan is doing. And I like that we got confirmation of that. And the final quote I just wanted to bring up as well is Elena saying herself to Stefan, this is who I am now. The girl who I was died on that bridge. And you need to accept that I am me right now. And she said something about accepting that she's a vampire, which I really enjoyed, because that's what I've been saying that they need to do.
When she looked at Stefan and said to fix me, like,
right,
because he was talking about the cure and all that, and she just goes to fix me, and he kind of did that knowing, like, Stefan, I'm not gonna say anything, but yes, that's exactly what I meant, look.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just like, I don't need you to fix me. And I was just like, yes. So,
right.
Yeah.
I also think of Fix You by Coldplay.
Yes, I'm trying not to sing it right now. No, I think, like, it's the whole thing that's coming to light right now that's going against everything they're trying to set up with Stelaena and Delaina, and it's making me super confused, because Damon, I mean, sire bond or not, let's just put that aside for right now. Damon loved Delaina when she was a human. Damon loves Elena now that she's a vampire. He told her, I don't think I've ever seen you more alive. He loves her. And that's great. And Stefan loves her too, but Stefan loves what she used to be. And I honestly think that Stefan can't love her like he used to unless she turns back into a vampire. And if she turns back into a vampire and her and Stefan get back together, how can that ever be a good thing? Because we know that he wouldn't be able to love her the same way as a vampire.
Yeah. How can it be true love, which is what Caroline keeps throwing at us, if he can't love her for who she is right now? Like, it can't be true love and, epic love if he cannot see through everything that's going on with Elena and see that she's still there. Because while there's a lot of things changing, the heart of who Elena is and what she is still there. We can see it. It's
Yeah.
just for some reason Stefan can't see it.
I we had a comment from Joan on Hypebol that I just wanted to bring in here because I think it fits perfectly. She said, "It bugs me to no end that Stefan and Caroline are set on making Elena feel inadequate about her vampire self. I don't care if they mean well; it doesn't make either of them look good. Vampire Elena is not the completely different person they're trying to make her seem like just because she has stronger romantic feelings for Damon. Yes, she's changed, but the essence of her is still the same." And I think that's sort of the crux of the issue here, is that we're being sent really mixed messages from the writers right now.
Yeah, it's like there's a team Stelena and a team Delana in the
Yeah.
writing room, and they're both trying to prove that
Or
yes,
not even
they're both
that.
okay.
There's a team Stelena and there's a team Stefan's a jerk. You know, like, and it's like, which one is true?
True story. Yeah,
It's like
it's just.
everyone is. Sorry.
Go ahead.
It's just, I feel like it's everyone is ganging up on Elena. And like babying her since she is a vampire for some reason. They didn't
Except
baby
Damon.
Caroline when she was a vampire, and they didn't like baby all the other people when they were turning. But for some reason, the second Elena turns, it's like, oh, you're completely different. Oh, you don't worry. And like, it's come on, like really, she's not that different.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, it's weird. It's but Elena has always been the exception for everyone else, and in that sense, I kind of get it, but I also don't because she's the same person. End of story. And if she's not the same person, then that means that Caroline isn't the same person, Tyler isn't the same person, Stefan, Klaus, Damon, all of the vampires are not the same people. Jeremy is not the same person anymore, even though he's not a vampire. It's just
Right.
it's not different, and it just annoys the hell out of me. I mean, I get that they want to find the cure,
And
but
the dynamic between her and Damon has not changed at all.
no,
Like,
thank
they are
you.
exactly the same. She treats Damon exactly the same way she did before. She might go to him for help, but that's because he's not judging her like Stefan is. Stefan, every minute of every day, seems to be, deciding whether or not he can love this girl or whether or not this girl is who she is. Damon has just decided it's Elena. It's always going to be
Yeah.
Elena. I'm going to do whatever I can do to help Elena. So, of course, she's going to go to Damon for help. And so it's so tough to see Caroline and Stefan and others, but mainly those two, treating her like she's this crazy person who's not herself anymore, when we see clearly that she is and that Damon sees it. And so it's like, how can you not root for Damon at this point? Because the other two are trying so hard to change her and fix her when he's just like, well, that's who she is. She's here. She might be a vampire, but she's still here.
What did you guys think about the fact that we had the sex scene between Elena and Damon that the show has pretty much been building up to for the past 4 seasons, but it was intercut with this Caroline Stefan realization? Did you think it was an interesting twist, or did you think it was kind of cheating us, or?
I didn't mind it. I kind of liked it because I was like half the fandom is just like, oh my God, yes. The other half of the fandom was like, oh my God, no, what the hell is going on? And so they're giving both sides a really equal amount of time to be like, wait, what? Wait, what? What's going on? What are you doing? Like, I love it. I liked
See,
it a lot.
my initial reaction was anger. I was so mad. I'm like, of course, the minute we get a decent, like, Delana scene where they're actually, like, showing each other love and affection, I don't care about whether they're having sex or not. And it's clouded. This whole thing is just destroyed by the fact that it might not be by choice. Like, Elena might be sired, and so therefore it all might have something to do with her, she might not be choosing Damon. That drove me nuts.
Right. Well, see, I just want to say, I think I'm with Tariq on this one. I really liked, I mean, the sire thing aside, I really liked the way that they did it because if they had just ended the episode with a Damon and Elena scene, we would have had this, oh, yay, it's the Elena time, dancing party, I don't know. And it would have been great, but it would have been a little bit like, okay, this is the next step for them. We've had their sort of make out, never let me go session last season. I totally know that song because it's awesome, and it was great, and it was, this is the next step for them. We've known that Elena has to have hot vampire sex. Yes, fine. But this was really cool because it allowed us to really have a WTF moment at the same time. And whatever we feel about the matter of the WTF moment, I thought it was a really interesting way. And I think it's a really interesting way to handle the romance aspect of the show. It's less formulaic. So I really enjoyed that part of it, I think.
Oh, I do agree. I do like what it does for the plot and for moving the plot forward.
Right.
But it just felt like we finally are getting like this really sweet moment between them, and even just them dancing in the living room.
That was so cute!
I know! It gets slowly like tainted by this plot, this thought that Caroline has. And so it was like, it was so frustrating. I understand why they did it, and it worked really well in storytelling purposes, but it still made me mad.
But let's talk about that then. Let's talk about the, as you call it, the thoughts that Caroline have. Because I know we talked about this before the show, that you don't actually believe that the sire theory is true.
Well, yeah, okay. Here's my spiel. All right. While I see everything that Caroline was saying and each of the reasons that they were kind of marking off on their fingers, like she can't drink from anything but the vein because Damon said so, and
I kind of like that explanation though.
Well, I liked that it was an explanation, but then I started digging the holes. There's holes in that explanation. He brought her the blood bag. He never said you can't drink from a blood bag. He brought it to her and had her try, and she couldn't. And then he said you can only drink from the vein. So in that respect, she should have been able to drink from the blood bag as he was giving it to her.
Interesting.
There's also him with the whole Connor thing, because they were talking about her killing Connor because he said so, and she said, you told me to. She wanted to kill him. He told her no. He said, no, you're not going in there. No, it's not going to happen. And then she looks at him and says, you know, he says something like, he's dangerous. And she says, so am I, Damon. And he finally lets her go and says, okay, you know what? Fine. You're going to take care of this. I understand. Like, I see where you're coming from. And lets her go. If she was sired to him, she wouldn't have been able to defy him, as we've seen with Klaus and Tyler. Like, Tyler has had a very hard time defying Klaus, to the point where he bit Caroline, even though he had no interest in doing
that
at all.
Again, Damon hasn't given Elena any direct orders. Like, you can argue that, I guess. But I think, you know, whenever Tyler has been, it's been impossible for him to ignore Klaus, has been because he's been given a very direct order, whereas Damon's influence on Elena, if you will, has more been sort of more ambiguous.
Secondhand, yeah. Like, he's been talking to her rather than at her. Like,
yeah.
Directing her.
But see, because those are really, really good points, and I really hope that the writers aren't just sort of retconning that. You have to assume that they aren't, because they're the ones writing this, for God's sakes. Right. They have the power. But here's my thing, is that I think that the sire thing is probably true. First of all, because it would be strange for them to end it on a cliffhanger than to find out that it's not the case. And second of all, because of some comments that Julie Plec has been making that we're going to get into in a moment. But my thought is that Caroline and Stefan, who are both, you know, the craziest obsessed Selena shippers that you can find on Tumblr, they probably have Tumblr, and
probably.
They are seeing the sire thing as the solution to all of their problems. They're like, oh no, Elena used to be all these things, and now she's like not doing what we're telling her to do, and she's not loving who we want her to love. Oh no, oh, magical solution to everything. It's this reason. Whereas I think that the question isn't so much whether she's sired, it's what being sired means, because to Caroline and Stefan, and probably to Stellana shippers, it means, oh, well, she's only attracted to Daemon because of the Sire Bond. She's only sleeping with Daemon because of the Sire Bond. She only needs Daemon because of the Sire Bond. Whereas I think the rest of us are thinking, maybe
we know that's not true. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And Daemon, you know, we got this in the comment as well. Daemon did not tell her to sleep with him. Daemon did not, you know, do all this. We had one great comment from Riku who said, if Elena didn't have feelings for Daemon, they would not have had sex, because otherwise, where were all of those Tyler Klaus scenes? And it's true. Being sired, I mean,
that's amazing.
It's not like Elena imprinted on Daemon. You know what I mean? Like, it's right. Or did she? I guess that's the question. I guess Stellana shippers believe that siring equals imprinting, and so all of her romantic feelings for Daemon are coming from this. Whereas I don't believe so. I believe it's very easy for her to be sired and be influenced by Daemon without realizing it. But
I do sort of have a theory for why she would be so attached to Daemon but not be sired.
Okay.
And that would be when they did the whole blood sharing thing. Like, I know she ended up not being able to keep most of it down, but Stefan was so mad about it. And we never got an explanation for why he would be so mad. And I know that he kind of jumps on this Caroline bandwagon the minute she starts talking about Elena being sired. But I'm wondering if it just, because she was turned by Daemon, sharing his blood, like drinking from him, just deepened their connection even more so. And so now she feels more connected to him, which is why she's drawn to him. Not that it's this supernatural bond thing that's, you know, that she's can't help, but that maybe it's just her being drawn to him because she's both drank his blood and was made from his blood.
Mm-hmm. Where do you stand on all this, Tariq?
So what you just said, Kristen, totally got something in my mind that I was about to type into the doc, but there is one other instance where someone has been completely influenced by Daemon because of blood sharing, and that was Vicky in season one. She was just like all about him, and there's a scene where they're standing in the doorway and they're each like sharing each other's blood, and like I feel like that's like a really good point. Blood sharing, maybe it's the combination of Daemon being the person that Elena was vampired from, plus the blood sharing, plus the whole maybe like a little bit of the sire things, just all equals heavy Elena influenced by Daemon.
I mean, I think you guys are probably right that the blood sharing thing is, maybe that's what's sexualizing their bond. If the writers do want there to be an explanation for that rather than them just being attracted to each other, I could see that more than the sire thing. But I had another question for you guys, because I'm personally, I don't think there's a doubt that they are sired or she is sired. I think that that's why, you know, Julie Peck was saying in an interview with Sap to it, that's why they've been setting up this whole Klaus, Tyler, Haley sire thing. It's so that when this was revealed, it wouldn't shock people because they would understand the sire thing. But I was actually curious if there are any Delaner shippers out there who are actually happy about discovering that Elena has been sired to Daemon, because as far as I understand it, it's something that happens very, very rarely. And so, isn't it kind of a special thing? Like, I know I don't want them to be with each other because of this mystical thing that's drawing them together, but I kind of thought it was, it's kind of cute when you think about it. You know, it is a little bit like imprinting.
Oh, yeah. And my other, like, question about this whole thing, When we saw the hybrid siring thing happen, the reason that Tyler was sired to Klaus was gratitude. He was so happy to not have to change as a werewolf anymore because he was a hybrid, that's why he was sired to him. So it makes me wonder if there's a reason that Elena is happy to be a vampire. Because there has to be something in play for her to be sired to Daemon. It's not just, oh, miraculously, she's, you know, she's attached to Daemon, she's sired to Daemon, it just happened, oh, you know. I think that somewhere, somehow, there's a reason that she's happy to have been turned by Damon and not Stefan. And that's why she's quote-unquote sired. Because I can definitely, especially if the writers are saying that they are sired, I can see that that's where they're going. And that, you know, I can accept that, whether or not I think it was, you know, exactly necessary. Where they were going the whole time. I don't know. But it just, it seems like there has to be a reason that she's sired. It didn't just happen. There's something going on. You know what I mean?
I definitely agree, see what you mean.
And I disagree at the same time. like, I agree, like there's got to be a reason that she's sired because, like, Haley was really adamant about explaining that in the same episode that you get the reason that the showing that she's sired. But I feel like a couple of things. Like, I feel like a vampire sire is not as strong as a werewolf sire. So maybe Damon isn't ordering her around, but she just has this connection because she already had this connection with him. And the whole siring thing, maybe it's a lot weaker than we think it is, but she's so much, we think it's stronger because she's always loved him and she's always, like, really had these feelings for him that she's never opened up to. Maybe the reason for her being sired isn't necessarily because Damon is the one that turned her, but because she's finally a vampire, which means she's happy to be a vampire because she could be with whoever she chooses because she's in love with two vampires. So no matter which one she chooses, she'll be immortal and she won't have to worry about them leaving her when she grows older, her dying. And then also she's as strong as they are, so she doesn't have to stand in the background. She doesn't have to be like Matt, who can't really do a lot of things.
Like Matt. You
know? It's true. She's more independent, and she gets to be with the person that she wants for the rest of her life. So those are two very strong reasons as to why she's possibly sired by Damon, not necessarily because Damon turned her.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very interesting. I want to find out why this sire bond is so strong. Because for one reason or another, it seems to have quite the effect on Elena. And there's got to be a reason. It can't just be, oh, well, it just happened.
No.
You know?
It can't be used to... That's, I think, is the thing. Is that it can be used to explain away everything, like Caroline mm-hmm. and Stefan are trying to do.
Exactly.
But other than that, I mean, I agree with you guys. I think it can be a really fantastic development. I think, you know, in Julie Plec's interview with Saptuit, she makes some really good points that why I am actually really warming up to the idea, and I think it's going to be really, really cool to see, is that she says, even though the sire bond has happened, there's more hope than ever for Damon and Elena. He wants to believe it's real. She truly believes it's real. But there's that nagging doubt as to how much of it is true love and how much is the effects of a sire bond. It's a question that's going to take these two people who do care about each other so deeply and just put the tiniest bit of an obstacle in their path. Should they have... They have to figure out how to get around it. And I think this is so cool because, first of all, she's not... I mean, okay, we know... I have a feeling that the writers are probably still Elena fans deep down, and we are going to see Damon and... No, Elena and Stefan get back together eventually. But I like that Julie Plec is making it about Damon and Elena here. You know, she's not seeing it as... She's not saying it's a reason for them to... Like, it's a reason for the audience to... basically look past everything that's happening with the Damon and Elena right now and just dismiss it as not counting. She's saying, to some extent, what's happening between them is because of the sire bond, but to what extent? And I think that's the really interesting question, like, looking ahead. And it's going to be... It's not like they're telling us, oh, you know, your Delana ship is invalid. They're just telling us there's something else going on here. And I don't know if we're ever going to find out if Damon and Elena would have got together, if not for the sire bond, but that...
Oh, I think we will.
Do you think so? Because I was going to say, I don't think if we'll find out, but I almost don't think it matters, because we've known that they want to for years. It's just been a question of what Elena has believed was best for her.
Well, this brings up a question that has been floating around in my head since last night, and a crack theory.
Ooh, okay.
One, is Damon going to be just as determined to find the cure as Stefan is now?
No.
Really?
Well, this is interesting because I think
exactly
whether Damon, because I was going to say no, because I think Damon likes her, like he can accept her as a vampire as easily as a human. But then again, would that make him selfish because he doesn't want her unsired?
Well, and that's the thing.
Is the only way to unsire her by turning her human again?
That's the thing. Is I think that the only way to unsire a vampire is going to be to turn her human using the cure, and that will be the only way that he can quote unquote prove that Elena really loves him and not it's not just a result of the sire bond.
Oh my god!
And because of this, I swear, I think that you're going to find Damon and Stefan working together to find the cure while Elena is trying to prove that she loves Damon for Damon and not because of the sire bond, which totally flips the Damon and Elena dynamic.
I love this theory.
Damon for years has been trying to prove to Elena that he loves her and that he's the one for her. And now Elena will be trying to prove to Damon that it's not some freaky sire bond thing, that she really does love him. And eventually they're going to find the cure. Elena's going to take the cure. She's going to choose Damon, whether it's for permanent or just for
yes,
a little
please.
While. She's going to choose Damon to prove to everyone that she's not crazy and just this crazy vampire. And then you're going to get the whole craziness of she has to sacrifice herself for someone and becomes a vampire again. Because I don't think ultimately she's going to stay human. But I really do think that you're going to get a whole flip-flop of the Damon and Elena dynamic, which I am so excited
oh
if it
Oh my
happens.
God, Kristen, please write the show! I love this!
Since last night, I spent like 20 minutes after the show ended just writing a whole paragraph of what I think is going to happen next.
Wow! I don't even know what to I don't want to follow that. That was so good.
It just seems at this point they can't go another direction. Like Damon is going to want to prove to Stefan that it's not just crazy that Elena loves him. And that's the big hurdle. Like in order to get through that, they'll have to do this. And then in order to figure, you know, and then it all kind of hurdles from there.
Right. That's great. I love it. I want to just end it all right there because it's so good. I do have one more question, though. Just a really brief one. Does Damon know that she's sire to him or not? What do you think? I think no.
I believe so. No. I feel probably like he legitimately loves her, and he's, like, so happy. I feel like you could just tell how happy he was when,
yeah.
when,
oh
he,
my God.
When she was like, when she was like, it's you, Damon, that's why we broke up. And he was just like, I was just like, oh, that's so cute.
I know.
Be a chorus for him.
I feel like if she was sired, then it would have been more of like, I know. Like
evil smirk, yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, I feel so sorry for him, because when he does find out, he's going to be heartbroken, too, because he's just going to be like, well, he's probably going to, like, refuse it and be like, no, that's so rare, I don't think that's going to be possible. Mm-hmm. And then he's going to realize it, and he's just going to be really sad.
Now, I think that a deal-breaker for Delena might be if he ever uses the sire bond against her, like, willingly. If he finds out, and then at one point he gets, like, really desperate, and he's like, no. Elena, because you remember in early seasons, that was the whole thing about Elena, Stefan, Damon dynamic, was that Stefan would, was it Stefan who, hold on, Damon was always trying to make Elena's decisions for her, and Stefan was always trying to let her do what she wanted, and that's why Stefan was quote unquote the better person for her, and then we've kind of seen a switch of this now, but if he starts quote unquote compelling her with his sire bond, that's obviously going to be horrible. So I think that might be a really, really interesting setup, whether he's going to be tempted to use that power.
Right. And I think that'll be the true test of whether or not they're truly sired.
Yeah.
Something will happen, and he'll, in order to save her, knowing, you know, him being told that they're sired, he's going to tell her something and say, no, you're staying here, and she's gonna be pissed, and that's you'll see it snowball from there too.
In a vampire sire, like I feel like I just have to make it clear that it's I think it's a completely different sire from a werewolf sire. But in a vampire one, what is it that makes you want to do what they want to do, what like the other person wants you to do? Like what is it that makes Elena go, okay, I'll go with the red dress.
Right.
Exactly.
I don't know.
And then what makes her not go like, no, I'm not, I'm gonna go kill Connor, or I'm gonna go save Connor, or save Jeremy from Connor? Like, yeah. Where is the differential between that? Like,
I guess that's what we have to find out, because I think that's, you know, that's going to be the big question next episode, where Elena, Damon, and Stefan are going to be wondering, did Elena sleep with Damon because she wanted to, or because Damon wanted her to? Even though he didn't say, sleep with me, you know?
Can Elena now read Damon's mind?
Only if she lets him.
Like, you want me to sleep with you? Okay.
Only if they're in
like...
a meadow. Yeah, no, I think that's going to be a huge question. That's going to be the determining, because we know now that they're sired, I think. But the question now is going to be, as Julie Puck said, to what extent does that influence Elena? And to
and
what
I
extent
have to
does
say...
he control her without meaning to?
I have to say, poor Damon, because I'm pretty sure that he's going to get a lot of crap next episode about taking advantage of poor Elena. And I totally don't think it had anything to do with the sire bond, but that's what everyone else is going to think.
Yeah.
And so we're going to get a lot of Damon hate from Caroline, from Bonnie, from Stefan, from... who knows who else? Jeremy,
oh,
probably.
I really hope that Caroline doesn't start being as judgmental as Bonnie.
Well, it kind of seems like it, doesn't it? I don't know.
Let's
see.
Wow.
Best friend that's not Damon that doesn't judge her. I mean, really. Like, she just needs, like, someone out of this whole Damon-Stefan triangle to, like, trust.
Matt.
I feel like both... Oh, yeah.
Duh. Yes, before she kills him, right, Tariq?
Yeah, exactly.
I really, yeah. really need to see a Bonnie-Caroline smackdown moment where Bonnie looks at Caroline and says, listen, you know, that whole choices thing I've been reaming about for 3 seasons? Let Elena make her own goddamn choices. Like,
yes.
Stop trying to do everything for her. So I'm really hoping that Bonnie jumps on Team Elena, not Team Delana, but just Team Elena.
Yeah. I was just gonna say, it was like she would never go against on Team Delana. Like, she hates Damon so much.
I would love that. I would love to actually. That would give me a reason as well to like be on Bonnie's side, and I would love that because I don't actually want to dislike her. It's kind of like with Stefan. Like, I really want to like him, but he keeps doing these things that makes me mad. So, yeah. I want to really get into the listener feedback point now, because they bring up some really excellent points as well about this whole thing. But I just remembered one really brief thing I wanted to say, which has nothing to do with anything, which was whenever during the party, Caroline and Klaus were talking, did you guys notice that in the background there was a violin cover of Falling Slowly, and it was the most beautiful thing ever?
I noticed it, and I actually looked up the music from this episode. I think it's like VampireDiaries.net or whatever. They give you a play-by-play of every song, and I wanted to make sure it was, and I was like, it's so pretty! I love this!
Yes.
I originally thought maybe we would get a dancing scene there to that song, because I was like, why else are they playing that song? That song is fantastic.
It was just such a random little background thing, but I loved it. Kind of like, Gabriella Douglas was in this episode, by the way, American Champion. She was in, like, for 1 second. I was so disappointed. I thought she was going to be in it more.
I thought she was going to get to say something.
Me too. Yeah.
She just kind of, like, took Caroline's orders, like,
Maybe she's sired to Caroline. It's going to be the twist. All right. Listener feedback. We could go on forever. First of all, we have one from Jen, our host, co-host, who really wanted to join in this episode. Sadly, she couldn't. Sonia couldn't either. It was very upsetting. We would have loved to have them on. She said, I'm sorry, couldn't they have had one moment that was for them and not by vilifying Damon? Which, yeah. Thank you. I agree. Mm-hmm. Then she also says, in all honesty, I think the sire thing is only partly true, because why wouldn't Elena keep Damon's blood down? Hold on. Why? I don't understand the sentence.
To proofread these things.
Why would Elena keep his blood down, making him her only source for food?
Oh, okay. Thank you. I don't think that her love for him is about being sired. I think it's just heightened. Also at the frat party, she told him no and walked away. If she were sired, that couldn't happen. See, this is kind of what you were saying, Kristen, that there are a lot of instances of Elena defying Damon. Sure, she has had those moments, like the blood thing, like the dress thing, where she's sort of just gone with Damon willingly, but she's clearly not without her own mind.
Right, exactly. And it's important. And that might be, we need to figure out exactly what a vampire sarabande is. Like, what it entails, if he has to specifically tell her something in order for it to go into effect, or I don't know. So I'm sure there's something about the difference between this hybrid bond and a vampire-vampire bond. So,
yeah. The next comment we have is really brief. It's from Laura. They gave me everything I ever wanted and then yanked it away! We feel you.
I agree.
We do, but don't worry. I'm sure it's going to be brilliant and full of drama to come, but I do kind
of
agree.
Does anyone else feel like they could have maybe possibly waited to reveal the sire thing just to make the Delano shippers just more happy?
Well, that, or they could have made it the very last scene rather than intercutting.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the intercutting thing was really what got to me. Because, I mean, I was thinking during it all, like, at least they can still use it for music videos on YouTube, so it's going to be okay. But still, I agree with you. It was
They could have thrown us a bone and given us a scene early in the episode, either at the dance of them dancing and just, like, being together, or maybe a kiss somewhere. Like, they could have thrown Delana Shippers something
like that
here.
Yeah.
Like that freaking moment where Shane walks in right when they're about to kiss.
Yeah,
I'm just like, oh my god.
I saw something on Tumblr about the Delana cockblocking squad, and it totally fits. Like, it's exactly true. It just cracked me up.
It is funny. Tariq, do you want to get the next comment from Sarah?
Okay, so Sarah says, I'm sorry, but I missed the not quite right aspect of Elena's feelings for Damon this episode. The only thing I noticed was the dress scene, but that is easily explained by Elena being flustered by Damon, not him mind-controlling her or whatever. I'm not buying the whole sired thing. I think Caroline and Stefan are reaching because they don't like that Elena has feelings for Damon. It makes perfect sense to me that Elena's feelings for Damon increased when she becomes a vampire, but didn't for Stefan. Damon already, quote-unquote, consumed her when she was human, so that passion must be even stronger now. However, with Stefan, she said she felt safe. She said she felt safe, but she doesn't need anyone to protect her anymore now that she's a vampire. There's never much passion with Stefan. Love, yes. Passion, no. To me, saying she feels much stronger for Damon now makes perfect sense. That's also very true.
It's very true. I love that thing about the passion with Stefan, because that's always been my thing. Like, I see the love there, but I've never seen the passion. So thank you for saying that. But yeah, I think that's true. I mean, I still, you know, I'm pretty sure the sire thing is real, just because they're setting up a plot point. But it all comes back to what extent does it control her? And I think that Sarah is absolutely right. Elena had lots of feelings for Damon before she became a vampire. What made her choose Stefan was, yes, it was love, but it was also, you know, she sat down at the season 3 finale and she weighed her options. She said, Stefan is the safe choice. Damon is what I'm afraid of, what I'll become with Damon, or something like that. And I think, yeah, I think, I don't know what I think.
I think human Elena always would have chosen the safe choice.
Yeah.
Because that was, like, her thing, was she was always trying to make the right choice and pick the safe, the easiest way to be safe. And vampire Elena is willing to take a risk.
See, that's the thing, the whole dresses, that's what the dresses symbolized in some really stupid way, was that whether we're left with the question, is Elena willing to not go with the safe choice because of who she is, or because Damon is telling her to? And whether we're talking about dresses or Damon and Stefan, I think that's the big question.
Yeah, I think that with the dress scene, it was literally just her agreeing to go along with Caroline because Caroline said the blue one and Elena said, sure, why not? And then Damon said the red one and she said, okay. I understand the symbolism of the dresses, but I feel like that people are taking a lot into that scene, and I don't think she necessarily meant it as, like, this revelation thing. I don't know.
No, I don't know. This is beside the point, but I would have chosen the blue dress.
I liked the blue dress too.
Yeah. But yeah, no, good point. Kristen, do you want to get the last one from Musician?
Sure. Musician says, I really don't like Stefan, especially after these past few episodes. He refuses to accept his former true love now that she's different, and is far more manipulative, sneaky, and deceptive than Damon's ever been. He always behaves as if everything he does was the right choice, even when it has turned out terribly, and fails to see any positive possible negative consequences to his actions before he performs them. Frankly, I'm totally okay with Elena being sired, as long as she doesn't go back to Stefan. I think we agree.
That was just like a whole bullet point list of all of Stefan's negative features. Like, just like, it's so true. It's like, I feel like that is the reason they're slowly turning me into a Delana shipper, is because they've started forming Stefan into this uneven, just I think everything is right kind of guy, and I don't like it. And like, I completely agree.
This is it. This is the conflict in my head. It's not so much whether they're going to have Delana be together and stay together. It's whether they can ever make me believe that Elena going back to Stefan is the best thing for her. Because I've always, like, whenever The Vampire Diaries in the first couple of seasons, I was like, yeah, sure, whatever, Stefan's fine. I want to see some passion with Elena, with Damon. But eventually, yeah, it's going to be Stefan and Elena, and that's cool, I'm cool with that. But at this point, I'm like, no, even more so than I am Delana, I'm just anti-Stelana. And I'm just, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know.
But see, it's I'm a little bit the opposite. I don't think that in the writer's room they're like, we have to get Stefan and Elena back to each other. I have not read the books, so whatever happens in the books, I have no idea. But I think that they've been setting up Delana to be endgame. I don't know. I'm just
saying. This is interesting, because I really don't see that, but that would be cool.
Yeah.
I'd be cool with that.
It's going to be a shock to where this whole thing ends 3 seasons from now or whatever. That's going to be a real interesting end to this whole thing, because I have no idea. At this point, they both have their ups and their downs, and Stefan's downs seem to be ruling out at the moment, but he does have good qualities that I'm sure we'll see again. So,
see, I don't think I'd be able to fully, I liked Stefan as a character, and I still think he can be a really good guy, but I won't accept Stelana until he accepts that Elena's a vampire. Like, I don't feel like it's true love at all. Like, exactly what Musician said. Because my whole thing with true love is, like once upon a time, like, Snow and Charming, we're still in love with each other. Even though they're completely different people. And, like, even though, like, Snow White was accused for murder and Charming, like, okay, he fell for it just a little bit. But for the most part, he believed in Snow. And I feel like Stefan needs to believe in Elena because, yeah, she might be a different person, but if it was unconditional true love, then it wouldn't matter. And unless he has that realization that he's still in love with her as she is, I don't think I can accept it, and I won't be happy if it ends in Stelana, because that's clearly showing that he's not the right person for her.
Agreed. Well put.
Yes, I like that. Very good point. And I think that's a pretty good way to end it. I mean, we could carry on for weeks, and I'm sure we will, because this is just the beginning. It's going to be very interesting that they've added this new dynamic to the Damon Elena Stefan triangle. It's going to be a whole new game now, and I am, despite my own shipper preferences, I'm really, really excited to see them step it up and move beyond the triangle as it's been for the past 3.5 seasons. And we will be seeing more of that next week when the show returns with the episode We'll Always Have Bourbon Street, which is going to be a World War II flashback with Stefan and Damon and Lexi. Yay. And I'm excited. So, yay.
Her.
Me too.
And we also get to meet a former Damon flame.
Yes, we do. We do.
Which should be interesting to find someone who this kind of Damon's Lexi in a way, I guess.
Yes, and it's going to give us more background, you know, more depth for Damon It's going to be fantastic. I'm excited.
Plus, we get to see them in uniform, which is always good.
That's always true. You said it. All right. And, yeah, so tune back next week for another episode of Vampire Hype, where we'll be discussing this episode of The Vampire Diaries. If you have anything to add to our discussion, or if you have you have anything you wanted to say that wasn't brought up, you can tweet us at Vampire Hype, or you can go to hypable.com. It's hypable.com, and we have a podcast section there where all of our old episodes can be found, and you can leave your comments for us in the post for this episode, which is episode 12. We hope that you enjoy listening and that you'll continue to listen and spread the word about this podcast. If you missed it, last week we did our Breaking Dawn Part 2 review, and it was a lot of fun, so do check that out if you haven't yet. I'm Selena.
I'm Kristen.
And I'm Tarek.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Open your mouth, boy. Show me what you got. Show me what you got.
My name is Selena, and I'm joined today by Tarek and Kristen. Say hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi. Tarek, never mind. You don't have to say hi.
I did say hi, didn't I?
You were muted.
Oh my god. Hi, guys.
Hi, Tarek. We're teaching these guys to mute, so it's going to be a fun show, I'm sure. Now I'm not sure if Tarek is trying to speak on mute or if he's not speaking.
I was not.
Okay.
This is awful.
Tarek, you should hear the noise that it makes.
You should go ahead, say something again. I'm recording this just so you can hear this. Oh my god.
You're like a keyboard. This is so strange.
This is awful. Oh my god.